Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and hope you're having a great day today, and we're looking forward to the Lord's Day coming up on Sunday, and second Sunday of a new year, and our theme is forward, forward. Any direction, provided it be forward. Said by the great missionary Livingston. In the book of Ezra, chapter 3 and verse 8, the Bible says to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. To set forward the work of the house of the Lord. Jesus said that upon this rock he'd build the church, and that the gates of hell should not prevail against it. My friend, gates are not offensive. Gates are defensive weapons. And so we're to be storming the very gates of hell. As Jude says, we're to be saving some, pulling them out of the fire, as it were. And so we're on the move. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throng. And so we're happy to be moving forward for the Lord in 2023. And so come join us Sunday if you can. 9:30 for Sunday school and Bible classes. 10:30 is our morning service. 5:30 Sunday evening for our service. And we also have our Spanish church that meets, and they meet the same time, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. Everything in Spanish. If you know someone who is a Spanish-speaking person, recommend the church for them. I know they'll be blessed. Pastor Aviles and his wife Yesenia take care of that church for us, and they do a tremendous, tremendous job. And so I hope you can make it out to church this Lord's Day. Now, if your Bible's close by, Exodus chapter 12. Just want to read one verse for you. It's the last verse of the chapter. And it says, "And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies." Most of us are familiar with the story of the Israelites. The Jews, or the Hebrews as they're known, were in captivity in the land of Egypt. Jacob is there. His sons are there. God has sent Joseph already ahead of to provide for them. And the descendants now of Jacob are there in Egypt for 400 years. But the God raises up a deliverer. The deliverer named Moses. Moses will lead the people of Israel out of Egypt and take them toward the promised land. They'll have to cross the Red Sea. And they'll have to cross the Jordan River to enter into the promised land. It's really a picture of salvation and the Christian life. Being in Egypt is a picture that all of us are in bondage to the world and slaves to sin. They were slaves in the land of Egypt. They were in bondage in the land of Egypt. Egypt is a picture of the world, and that's where all of us were before Christ, before salvation. All of us were slaves to sin and in bondage to this world, and certainly to the God of this world. Notice, the only way out of Egypt was by the blood of the Lamb. They would take a lamb without blemish, without spot, and they would sacrifice that lamb and then apply the blood to their doorposts. And listen, an innocent lamb, the substitute, dying for them. The blood applied to their doorposts. For us, it's the blood that is applied to our heart. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 18 and 19, it says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Oh, my friend, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. And so, if you're saved, you're saved by the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so, the only way out was by the blood of the Lamb. Now, once delivered, they are led by God. Once they got out of Egypt, they had a cloud that led them by day and a fire that led them by night. They had leadership day and night. Constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Noted, what do we have when we get saved and we're led out of bondage and we're led out of Egypt and we've received Christ and trusted Him as our Savior? We're led by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. We have that direction in us and for us. And then notice also the enemy pursued after Him. Listen, don't think the devil's going to give up on you without a fight. Don't think your flesh is going to give up control without a fight. You're going to have a fight on your hand, my friend. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Remember, you're in a fight as soon as you get saved. And you know what God did? God took care of that enemy, didn't He? He drowned him in the Red Sea. You see, not only are there fights in the Christian life, but there's victories in the Christian life. God gives you victory over the enemy in the Christian life. Then they get to the promised land. And crossing over Jordan and into the promised land, that's not heaven. No, there are still enemies there. There's still battles to fight there. No, it's picturing the victorious Christian life. It's picturing where they have battles to fight, but they win. They win. There's victory there. Wouldn't you like to live from victory unto victory? His army shall He lead? That's what He's talking about. It's not heaven because sin is there. Covetousness is there. Enemies are there. Battles to fight there. Oh no. But before they could dwell in the promised land and enjoy the fruit of the promised land, houses they didn't build, vineyards they didn't plant, the milk and honey that flowed, they had to leave Egypt. I know it sounds simple, but follow me. They had to leave before they could enter. They had to exit Egypt before they could enter the promised land. Do you know what the word Hebrew means in the Hebrew? The word means one who crosses over. One who crosses over. Now, let me give you several thoughts today. Number one, the first Jew was Abraham. Abraham was told back in Genesis chapter 12 to get out from his people and from his kindred and to go to a land that God would tell him of. He was told to get out. All the promises, all the blessings, all the promised land, all the future rested on Abraham obeying two words, get out. Get out of your country to a land I'll show you. You see, before Israel could enter the promised land, they had to leave the land of Egypt. The very word Exodus means leaving or exiting. Exiting is as holy as entering. You can't have one without the other. You must exit before you can enter. I'm thinking about the disciples in Mark chapter 1. Jesus calls them to come and follow me. But the Bible said they had to leave their nets, their boats, their family, their old way of life, and follow Jesus. In Luke chapter 9, when we read about Jesus calling disciples and men who came to Jesus and wanted to follow Him. In Luke 9, and beginning in about verse number 57, as they went in the way, it came to pass, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I'll follow thee, whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Well, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus saith unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another said, Lord, I'll follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at my house. And Jesus said, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. He's saying, listen, you want to follow, but you don't want to leave. And you can't follow until you decide to leave. The rich young ruler who Jesus said, go sell everything you have and come follow me. He didn't love Jesus. He did. He didn't want to follow Jesus. He did. But he was unwilling to leave his possessions. What am I saying? You have to exit before you can enter. You have to exit before you can enter. And so God calls us to follow Him. We're to be followers of Christ. We are pilgrims, the Bible says. We're putting off the old and then putting on the new. But notice, before we can put on the new, we have to put off the old. So many long for something new. You long for a change in your life. You have a new year and you want something better. But the problem is you have to leave the old. You long to get to a spiritual place that you're not right now, but you have to be willing to leave where you are. You have to leave the old so you can enter into the new. Put off the old so you can put on the new. Cross the Red Sea and out of Egypt so you can cross the Jordan and into the promised land. And then let me leave you with this. If you do not exit, you will not enter. You'll go in circles. The Israelites didn't trust God to enter the promised land. They were fearful. Remember, they said, there are giants there. We can't go in and take them. And so they couldn't enter. And for 40 years, what happened? They went in circles in the wilderness. All that waited for them then was death. And they waited till all those 18 and older passed away. Listen. in 1870 to 1880. The most popular sport was called pedestrianism. It involved walking in circles on a dirt arena. Men and women competed, and they'd walk around the track for 6 days, traveling as much as 500 miles. Some of those foot races would last for 144 hours straight. Competitors would stop once in a while to take naps on cots. And the fans? Well, they loved it. I mean, watching people walk in circles was the best game in town. Champion walkers were highly paid as well. Charles Rowell raced for 6 days in New York City and won more than $18,000. Now, that's a lot of money in those days. Equal in today's money? $425,000. So you may think that sport's just silly. But often, listen, that's what spiritually many people do. They just walk in circles and don't go anywhere. But my friend, you don't get paid for that. And you don't get rewarded for that. Would you make, you know, the Bible talks about prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. God doesn't want you walking in circles, my friend. There's no progress in that. There's no going forward in that. No, make his path straight. Go in the straight line. Go forward, my friend. In North Dakota, Highway 46 is supposed to be the straightest road. Plumb line straight. It's called the longest, straightest road in America. It stretches across 123 miles of North Dakota prairie. I think we would say God would want each of us to be plumb straight. God desires us to stay straight. Proverbs 4, lead me in a straight path. This proverb says, don't look straight ahead. Don't turn to the right or turn to the left. Don't be pedestrian. Don't walk about in circles. In fact, that's what the word pedestrian means. It means lacking distinction, ordinary. No, break out of the circles. Break out of that and walk a straight path. Go forward in the Christian life. Go progress for God and go forward for God. And be the kind of Christian that God desires you to be. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John proclaims the baptism of repentance, the core meaning of repentance. John invites people to turn around, take a new path away from sin and toward Jesus. Now let me ask you today, radio listener, what's keeping you from entering in? Could it be you're unwilling to leave the old? Old habits, old sins, old friends, old music, old styles of dress, old thought patterns, old behaviors. You will never be able to put on until you put off. Until you exit, you cannot enter. My friend, forsake all and follow Jesus. You cannot enter until you exit. Let's make sure we exit so we can enter the victorious Christian life. And let's exit and leave Egypt and the things of this world behind. Well, that'll give you a good 2023, I'll guarantee it. And I believe that'll propel you forward in your Christian life. Well, let's have a great weekend, shall we? I hope to see many of you in the church services on Sunday morning, Sunday night. And then, Lord willing, we'll plan to be back here on the radio on Monday. Don't forget, the podcasts are available of this broadcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Just go there and click on the podcast and you can pick us up there. All right. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. May be a shining light to Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.